Hello and good morning. It's 12 past 9 in the AM and we are here with Scorpio Books,
yes.
Rebecca.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Josh.
How are you doing on this wonderful Tuesday?
Just absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much. All the better for seeing you too.
Trust.
You're so kind. You're
this
so kind.
Stack of books. Six. Yes, I can count. Six meaty books. Very excited to jump into it.
Won't take too long. There's a bit of a theme. I didn't mean to do a theme. First of all, I want to talk about this because I've just finished it last night. It's actually a children's book. But I really loved it. It's called The Swallow's Flight by Hilary Mackay.
Wonderful.
It follows on from the book that she won the Costa Book Awards for, which was called The Skylark's War, and it's basically about four kids who grow up between the wars. So you've got Hans and Eric who grow up in Berlin, and you can see that eventually they're going to be in the Luftwaffe and be pilots.
Yep.
They don't want to be. And then you've got Ruby and Kate who live in the UK. And it's just a really glorious little book. If you're looking for something for your sort of, 9, 10, 11 year old, that's got a fabulous, it's just a fabulous story.
Amazing.
Anyway, I'm not going to talk too much about it.
Cool.
I didn't mean to do too much of a theme, but there is a bit of a theme in this one.
Right.
So the next one, this is historical fiction. It's called The Perfume Thief. It's by Timothy Shaffer, and it's set in Paris in 1941. The Nazis have occupied Madame Boulette's favourite haunt of Madame Boulette's is sort of like a bordello type place. Yeah?
I see, yeah.
And a favourite haunt of reformed con artist and parfumier Clementine. She's 72. She's asked to steal... Sorry, what?
I already love her. Just go on. Continue.
She also loves to dress up in men's clothes. She is queer as well.
She's getting better by the second.
And she is a reformed con artist. She is asked to steal the recipe book of a now missing famous perfumer, which is in the hands of a nasty bureaucrat named Voss. She comes up with a novel strategy to double cross Voss and in the process find out and free some of her missing friends. It's pretty cool, actually. He's written lots of books, this guy, and I quite like historical fiction. Anyway, mean to do the theme, but here's another one. This one's called Tunnel 29.
Historical fiction.
Well, it's not historical fiction, but it's after the Second World War.
This is
about the true story of an extraordinary escape beneath the Berlin Wall. It's by Helena Merriman. She has a podcast called Tunnel 29 on BBC Radio 4, if anyone's interested. There are some really cool photos in there. Reveals the stranger-than-fiction story of an ingenious group of student diggers, the glamorous red-haired messenger, the American News Network, which films the escape, and the Stasi spy who betrays it. It's basically the book's about what happens when people lose their freedom and how some will do anything to win it back. It's a bit sad in some places because the Stasi guy was not very nice and some people got caught, but there are interviews with people who actually managed to get through the tunnel. This is pretty amazing. This is not part of the theme. This is called Recipe for a Kinder Life. It's by Annie Smithers.
It's got birds on the cover.
Yeah.
It's I like little bird drawings. Other little ducks.
She's a chef in Victoria in Australia. She has owned restaurants there, and it's sprinkled with recipes, favourites from her life as a chef. It's a generous account of life on the land and in the kitchen and her quest for a more sustainable existence. So it's like part meditation, part memoir. It offers practical advice and wisdom gleaned from a life dedicated to seasonal food and living lightly on the land.
Amazing.
And she says in it, her key to living a sustainable life is finding the best way to sustain yourself.
That's
yummy
good.
Food for me.
That's good. Yeah, I'm insane. You know, it's gotta be
food.
Well, also, and being kind to
kind as well.
Yeah,
know. No,
I can't be kind if I'm hungry. You know,
this one here is also about some students. It's the epic journey of by four Kiwis. They did a 23,000 kilometer cycle ride from Bali to Buckingham Palace.
Get out of town.
Cool.
That's not a bike route. That's a Jesus.
So they took 14 months to do it, and amazing pictures, amazing photos. It's basically it's like a tour guide through their OE, I guess.
Yeah.
What an OE to do, goodness.
Yeah, really. It's, yeah, they battled extreme heat, sub-zero temperatures, culture shock, loneliness. They also overcame injury, illness, heartbreak, and sometimes their fears and self-doubt. So interestingly, I noted that they were really, really, really sick, like almost on death door when they arrived in Georgia after they had left India. And yeah, I'm surprised they actually survived.
They kept going.
Actually, yeah. But they also raised $35,000 for leukemia and blood cancer in New Zealand by doing it.
Cool.
And the photos are really, really quite inspirational.
Truly.
And yeah,
yeah, they're really good photos.
The Big Bike Trip by Freddie Gillies.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, so there's photographs of the four of them. I think it's in the back before they left.
Yeah, the before and after. Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
But they get like
they just look. You can. They definitely look disheveled.
Yeah.
Yeah. They look. They look changed.
Yeah. Like a multi-nation track.
Yeah.
As if they'd done something like that. You know.
Some of the places they went through were just quite spectacular.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I just was looking at this map here of everywhere they like the whole trip.
The way they stretch Eurasia. I'm like, okay. All right.
Get out of here. That's nutty. That's nuts.
This one here has got amazing pictures too. This one is called The Front Line.
Let me guess. Around the Second World War?
Yeah. Ha ha, because it's got WW2 on the front.
No,
funny, ha ha.
Yeah, it does.
It's by Glyn Harper. It's a huge book.
It is.
And it's images of New Zealanders in the Second World War. It's a fascinating tour through our involvement abroad and at home. But it's not full of gory photos of death and bodies. Instead, we see the everyday, like soldiers washing clothes in the desert, tea, beer and buns on a table surrounded by soldiers, a gun crew with their captured Italian anti-aircraft gun. And there's also, there's lots of females in there as well. Wren sailing the Commodore's barge in Waitemata Harbour, which is quite funny. It's just sort of the everyday lives of these people. And it's fascinating viewing, actually. It's quite a different perspective. We often see just mayhem and death and pillage and ghastliness through those war things. So there's quite a lot of Second World War stuff in the shop at the moment. It's probably all come out. Last year was the 75th anniversary of the end of the war.
Of course.
Which is quite nice. And I don't know why, I just sort of went round yesterday and thought, that's interesting. I'll have a look inside. And
the shop will tell you what the theme is, right?
Yeah, very true.
Yeah.
Do you want to run through what all those titles are again?
So The Front Line, World War II by Glyn Harper. Sorry, Mr. Glyn. The Big Bike Trip by Freddie Gillies. Tunnel 29 by Helena Merriman. Recipe for a Kinder Life by Annie Smithers. The Perfume Thief, a novel by Timothy Shaffert, and The Swallow's Flight by Hilary Mackay.
All right. For the question today, this is a little bit more difficult today. So, you guys better, I hope you are listening.
See if I get it.
When I, Josh, picked up Recipe for a Kinder Life, I was very happy because there was what on the cover of the book? There was little illustrations of a certain thing, and
I became...
Oh,
you've just given it away.
Very,
almost.
I haven't said it yet, you know?
Such a deep cut,
though. I'm looking as specific as possible. So 0217389 to send those texts in, and you can win the Scorpio book voucher. Thank you very much for coming in, Rebecca. And I'll say this will be, I haven't said where. I have said that I'm leaving. I was going to be a spy, but then I told everyone I was going to be a spy yesterday, which apparently is not what you're meant to do when you're going to be a spy. So I've been kicked off the spy mission, but I've got a few things in the works. So, but yes, I am leaving the show this Friday. So yeah, thank you very much for
Are you going to tell them where you're going?
I will later, but it's a secret for now.
Secret for now.
Well, I was going to be a spy, but they kicked me out.
He's building tension.
I'm building tension.
And people, no one's texting kicking in yet?
That's all right. We'll go. I haven't refreshed it yet.
I haven't refreshed it yet.
So yeah, thank you very much for coming in all the times that you have and giving us all of the amazing book recommendations.
It's such a joy. I'm hoping to see you around more often.
Hopefully, on my spy missions will bring me around lots of places. So yeah, thank you very much.
Maybe we could have a competition. Actually, does anyone know where Josh is going?
I haven't revealed it on the air yet, but obviously I have told real people in real life.
Right. So some people might know.
Maybe people will know. But yeah, anyway, thank you. And obviously just, not everyone from Scorpio is here, but thanks to everyone from Scorpio for coming in all the times that they have and giving us many book recommendations. It's been a wonderful time. But yeah.
Most welcome. It's been glorious for me.
That's all we like.
Yes, I'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Ben will still be here. The Ben Show.
There you go. All right, and on that we'll leave it. Again, the number is 021-738-905. I want to know what I saw on the cover for Recipe for a Kinder Life that made me so joyful.
What is it?
They're here. They're here right now. They're walking.